women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. It's the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Well, the women as the Hastings College Broncos get set to take on the Chargers out of Briar Cliff. We're going to spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, the postseason is here. You guys are the number 5 seed for the postseason tournament, but it's back to 0-0.
Yeah, theoretically, it's 0-0. The home court advantage is a little different for the first 4 seeds. It's a great time of year. This is the time that's fun. In the conference tournament, you're going to be seeing teams for a third time. You're going to get to an opportunity to go back and see if you can correct a few mistakes that you had in the first time or two. And there's that one-and-done mentality that makes all teams play with a little better intensity.
Is it easy to face a team for the third time?
It's one of those things. After it's over with, you can say whether it was or wasn't. I think sometimes it's easier to prepare when you've lost to them because you know what adjustments you're going to make. If you've won, you're guessing at the adjustments that your opponent's going to make, but you won't know until you actually hit the floor. So I think it goes both ways. When it was all said and done, I'd still rather have the home game.
There's two ways now to qualify for the national tournament. That's number one, win this GPAC postseason tournament. Number two, kind of sit around and wait for an at-large berth. How are you feeling right now?
Well, you feel as comfortable as you can. I think in the GPAC where you've got half a dozen teams that could all be in the top 20, it's a challenge to finish in the top 4. But that being said, we're in 17th position right now. 3 years ago, we were in the 18th spot going into the tournament. Got a pretty nice seed in it and so forth. But for us, more importantly, we want to just keep on a little bit of a roll. We've won 5 of our last 6 ball games now and obviously had a very good outing against Morningside the other day. Want to continue that. Want to continue our perimeter shooting. And so for us, I think we have a little more at stake in the sense that we need wins to continue to make sure we get into the tournament. But the other side is that we really want to continue this play that we've had and take that into the national tournament with us.
Saturday, you beat the 4th-ranked team in the country by 27 points. It probably adds to your national tournament resume, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. It doesn't hurt, and obviously Morningside's a great team. They'd only had 3 conference losses coming into that ballgame, so they'd been a very consistent squad throughout the year. What was really interesting was that was a sweep over them. We had beaten them by 5 at their place in a pretty low-scoring ball game as well, 55-50. But, I will say this in looking at the game, Morningside really didn't have much to play for, an outside chance of maybe tying for the conference championship if Concordia happened to lose a home game that day, which they hadn't done much of during the season. So I think when we came out and really hit them strong with that first run that ended up being about 20-2 or something like that, they just really, I think, kind of said, well, okay, we'll go home, we'll regroup, and we'll get ready for the tournament.
Regardless of that, we played pretty well on Saturday, didn't we?
We played very well. And again, what we've talked about all season, what we talked about all last season, if we can hit 5, 6 three-point shots, that keeps the floor spread, that keeps our offense moving, that keeps our inside game strong. Those nights when we're 1-for-13 or 0-for-12 from the three-point line, that really puts a lot of pressure on our offense.
Courtney Spahn had 4 of those three-pointers. Is she the missing cog now that we maybe down the stretch?
Courtney's an excellent shooter, and we've wondered at times. She started last year out very well, had a 28-point game in a matchup with Mayville, and then kind of tapered off as the season went along and then started slow this year. So maybe we'll get the reverse effect. She'll finish the season very strong, and if she does, that certainly improves our chances in the postseason.
Down the stretch, like I said, Hastings on kind of a little run here. What are we doing differently?
Hitting shots. It's always been about our offense this year. Our defense, I think, has been solid most every night. And that's not to say we haven't given up 90 points a couple of times. But our offense, our interior game has been pretty solid all year long. Our rebounding has been pretty solid. But we have to hit some shots outside of 17 feet, or it really gives an advantage to our opponent's defense.
Saturday, was that the best 40 minutes that we have played in a while?
Well, in a while. Now, we've had some good games, and unfortunately, our fans haven't gotten to see us play a lot of our good games. We were on the road at Biola. We were on the road with Cal State San Marcos. We were on the road at Door when we really put in a good performance. The last game that I would say that was comparable to that was the Kearney ball game.
to win a GPAC postseason tournament? What's it going to take? You know, naturally, the schedule is kind of bunched together here. We play three games in about 6 days.
Well, you know, it's going to take our depth, but it's just simply going to take the kind of ball we played the other night. Very consistent defense, no easy buckets. The turnovers are going to be a big key because as far as we advance in the tournament, we're going to continue to see pressing teams. If we should happen to win tonight, the matchup probably puts us against Concordia, another great pressing team. And if that happens, then you're playing the matchup between most likely Morningside and Northwestern. And so night in and night out, you're playing teams that press you with the idea of turning you over so that they can get out in the open court. Those nights when we've taken care of the basketball, we've held teams under 70 points. Those nights when we haven't taken care of the ball, we've let our opponents have a lot of easy shots.
Is Hastings good enough to make a run in this tournament?
Well, I think last Saturday showed we can do anything we want on any given day. Now, the thing that has hurt us and the reason we're not conference champions is that we haven't done it consistently. You look at Concordia and Morningside, they've done it night in and night out. For ourselves, we played some great ball games some nights, but then we played some pretty poor basketball some nights. So we're going to lean on our seniors a lot in these last hopefully 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ball games and let them lead us and then ask our underclassmen to do their job as well.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the pregame show tonight on 1230 KHS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman, his team in Sioux City here this evening is getting set to take on the Chargers of Briarcliff. And our last visit here, Coach, earlier this season, not a very pleasant experience.
No, that was a nightmare. We put the formula together for on how to get your tail whipped. We came out, we turned the basketball over. We didn't defend the three-point line, and Briarcliff really loves to shoot the three, and they have a number of players who can do it. And then on top of it, if they happen to miss, we didn't get the rebound. So we gave them about 90 points that ball game, one of our poorest defensive outings of the season. I think we ended up with about 70-plus points. So we kind of got things going in the second half and actually outscored them in the second half. But it doesn't really count when you're down 26 at halftime.
93-74, the final in the first ball game. We came back and played him later on, and Hastings played a little bit better, lost to him 75-63, but handled things a little bit better back on our home floor.
You know, we did, and where we lost the ball game was a stretch when we gave up 4 threes in about a three-minute stretch. We had the ball game even. It was a 2-4, 2-point game each way, back and forth, back and forth. But then we let Evans get loose for 3 threes, and Dilla got a three, and again, that is a key to this team. If you let them shoot threes, they're going to put some points up on you. And that really fires their engine up on top of it. So from a defensive standpoint, we have to guard a great inside game of Salcedo and Twist and Stewart. But, boy, you really have to sit on Evans at the three-point line. It doesn't take her long, and she's got that shot up, and she can shoot it from 25 feet. Dilla's a great shooter. And then you got Chihawk. The first time she had 9 for 10 from the free throw line, so she took us to the hole and drew some fouls. They really have a lot of offensive components. But, like I said, when it's all said and done, you have to keep them from hitting a lot of threes on you.
Inside game, you mentioned Salcedo scored 12 points in the first ball game, came back with 21 in the second ball game. So definitely she's the force inside.
Well, we made a change with defense on her, and because she'd had 12 points, we put Alicia on her the second time. Unfortunately, Alicia does so much help side work that when she would rotate over to help with penetration, then Salcedo would pop into an open spot, catch a little 6, 7, 8 footer, and she hit them all day long on us. So we're going to go back to where we have our power forwards guarding her, do the best they can, and if we give up 10 to her, we give up 10, but we can't afford to give up 20, and then on top of it have Alicia hesitant to come over and help on penetration.
Let's stomp in the three-point shooting tonight. Just get out of them and play and trip. Tremendous defense tonight.
Well, you know, it just comes down to you have to know where your man is at all times. Your help side defense really can't. We can't do a lot of help side. We're going to go into the philosophy that we're going to make them shoot twos all night long, and if they can score 90 points from the 2-point line, then they're going to be successful again. But the odds are not usually in favor of being able to put up that kind of those kind of points unless you're giving up threes.
Let's talk about their defense again. The pressure style of defense we're going to have to face. They average 27 turnovers. They force opponents into 27 turnovers. That's a lot.
Well, and they run three different presses at you. They run a man, run, and jump, where they fall back and play their man-to-man half-court defense. They run a 2-2-1, which is a soft press. They run a 1-2-1-1, which is a very aggressive trapping defense. So their pattern is, they come at you very aggressively. If you handle it, they're still going to continue to pressure, but they get into a safer press with their 2-2-1 and then see if you'll turn it over to them. So the key for us early is not only beating the press but attacking it so that we make them want to get out of their press. I don't really want to let them have 40 minutes of pressure. I want to attack them. I want to see if we can get some layups and make them hesitant to be aggressive with us.
Don handled that pressure very well the first time around. Like we said, a little bit better job in our second ball game with him.
Well, we did. And you know, we faced a number of presses this year. We handled their press much better the second time. They ended up in their soft 2-2-1 most of the ball game because we did a good job of attacking it. Then we turn around with Concordia, have 26 turnovers. Then we turn around with Briarcliff 4 days later and turn the ball over very seldom in their press. So we are just a little inconsistent with our press attack, and that's been the situation with these top three teams in the league who live and die by the press. The teams that we've handled their press, we've done well and won, and the ones that we haven't handled their press, they've had some big games against us.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It is 11th-ranked Briarcliff and 17th-ranked Hastings tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City, Iowa tonight. Hastings College women's basketball on 1230 KHAS as Hastings begins the GPAC postseason tournament tonight with a tough ball game here against the 11th-ranked team in the country and the Chargers out of Briarcliff. I'm Mike Willow. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings College sitting in the number 17 spot in the latest NAIA Division II Women's Basketball Coaches Top 25 poll. The Broncos can either A, win this GPAC tournament to qualify for the national tourney coming up the second week of March here in Sioux City, or B, be ousted in this thing and then hope for an at-large bid from the committee that puts together that tournament. Hastings obviously would like to win this thing and gain their entry that way, but it's going to be a tough road for Hastings. But a good ball game here tonight with Hastings ranked number 17 in the country, 20-9 in the season. Briarcliff ranked number 11 in the country. They have a mark of 22 wins and 8 losses. Briarcliff has already beaten Hastings twice this season, 93-74 here in Sioux City, 75-63 in the ball game played in Hastings earlier this year. Your starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with Sophia McDermott tonight, 5'3" and senior from Aberdeen, South Dakota.
McDermott is now averaging 4.9 points and one rebound per game. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 7.8 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Kaylee Raggett, a 5'11" sophomore out of Kimball. Raggett averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Courtney Spahn, a 5'9" senior from Mesquite, Nevada. Spahn is averaging 4.6 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler, a 6'1" senior from Grand Island Central Catholic. Stadler averaging 15 points and 9 rebounds per ball game. For the Chargers, they will go with Keela Chihok, a 5'8" junior from Avon, South Dakota. Chihok averaging 10.3 rebounds per game. Kylie Dilla is a 5'6" senior from Cherokee, Iowa. She is averaging 13 points and 2 rebounds per game. Sarah Reeves, a 5'7" junior from Wheaton or Weston, Nebraska. Reeves is averaging 7 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Megan Salcedo is a 5'11" senior out of Omaha. Salcedo averaging 10 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. Kristen Twait is our post player, 6'2", a senior out of Manson, Iowa. Twait is averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. So here we go. It's tournament time here for the Hastings College women's basketball team. The Broncos taking on Briar Cliff here in the opener of this GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings controls the opening tip. It's into the backcourt, and already Briar Cliff right in the Broncos' faces here defensively. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball down the near sideline. Get it to Kaylee Raggett. Raggett still in backcourt. Finally get into the offensive zone. That's Wong. Sends it down to the baseline to Spahn. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So the Broncos use the majority of the shot clock there after they got the opening tip. Just trying to get the ball to the mid-court stripe here. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They got just 9 seconds to work on the shot clock. Courtney Spahn, here's a pass inside. It's going to be tipped away. It's going to be intercepted. Ball is loose into the backcourt, and it's still loose. Finally picked up back there by Brittany Wong. Now we got a jump ball called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Chargers, so Hastings turns the ball over on their first possession here tonight. That's the MO for Briar Cliff here tonight. They averaged 27 turnovers on the defensive end. They forced teams into 27 turnovers per ball game. That was the story in game number one when Briar Cliff beat us earlier this year, 93-74. Hastings did not handle the pressure very well. Driving for the hole, there's a foul that's going to be called. Kylie Dilla takes the ball with a hole there, and a personal foul is going to be called on a Sophia McDermott for Hastings. First foul of McDermott, the first team foul on the Broncos here in this first half of play. So now Kylie Dilla is going to go to the free throw line here for Briar Cliff. She'll have a couple of shots. Her first one is up there. It's going to be good. And Briar Cliff grabs the lead. Dilla is a 79% foul shooter in the season. Briar Cliff is a team hitting 74% of their foul shots. That is number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Dilla. And Briar Cliff goes out on top 2-0. Here to start the ball game. Hastings brings the pressure this time. There's a pass by McDermott. It's going to be picked off in the lane, but a kicking violation is going to be called here on to Kylie Dilla of Briar Cliff. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket, just in her way with the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City tonight for Bronco basketball. Hastings lobs it in the lane. The Stadler shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal for the Broncos. And Hastings comes back to tie it up at 2 points apiece here. Salcedo, her shot's going to be blocked down by Stadler, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Sophia McDermott. A block there for Alicia Stadler. That's her league-leading 60th block shot of the season here for the Broncos. Hastings coming back the other way. This Courtney Spahn deep in the corner on the left side. Comes out to McDermott. McDermott comes across the top to Brittany Wong. Back to Sophia here. She's going to throw up a long three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Salcedo. That shot from a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle there by Sophia McDermott. Here's a Dilla with the ball. Gets it inside the free throw circle. Hands it away out here in three-point territory to Sarah Reeves. Dribbles down the right side of the lane, spins in the lane, puts up a 12-footer. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler. Her outlet pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Sarah Reeves on the turnover. Here's a Megan Salcedo from the free throw line. Her shot is no good. Rebound Kristen Twait. Twait gets it out here in the three-point territory to Kylie Dilla. Gets it back out to Twait. Her three-pointer's put up there. It's going to be no good. Salcedo saves the ball, and it's loose, and it's picked up by Chihok. Chihok has got it now for a Briar Cliff as they keep the ball alive. They lob it back inside to Salcedo. Her shot's going to be blocked down again by Alicia Stadler out of bounds. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call the timeout here, I think.
Now Jeff Dittman wants to call it right by timeout here.
On the dribble still. Used up his dribble, needs help. Needs help.
Broncos having some problems on the offensive end. We will take a break, 18 minutes and 4 seconds to play.
In
the first half, the score is Briarcliff 2, Hastings 2.
Through the bad pass.
Back to a 13-point Purdue lead, 38-25. Hummel's got 14 in the first half. Spencer with a ball screen by Fox, shoots it, misses short. Rebound in the lane to Smith, up the floor, flips it to Bird. Does not have numbers.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
12:30 KHAS. All right, here's a Briarcliff. A long-range jumper from the left side is going to be no good there by Dilla. The ball goes out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in. So the Broncos calling the early timeout here. We're just 2 minutes into the ball game, and now Hastings will play things in here in backcourt against the Chargers down the left sideline. That's going to be Alicia Stadler with the ball. Her entry pass into the lane is going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Megan Salcedo for Briarcliff. That is turnover number 3 on Hastings here in the ball game. There comes a Cheehawk back with the ball now for Briarcliff on the offensive end. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Cheehawk lobs the ball into the lane. Twaite has got it. Goes up against Stadler. And her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Alicia Stadler is going to pick up the personal foul here for the Broncos. That's going to be her first team foul, number 2 on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line for Briarcliff is going to be Kristen Twaite. Twaite is a 79% foul shooter on the season. She's averaging 7 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. And a shot from the free throw line is up and in by Kristen Twaite. Briarcliff now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Twaite will have one more as the Chargers now have the lead. The second shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound is lost and is picked up by her by Kylie Dilla. Another offensive board for the Briarcliff Chargers. There's a shot from deep on the right side. A shot up and in. A three-pointer by Keela Cheehawk. Broncos are going to have to do a much better job in the offensive glass, or this is going to be a long night. Taz York has got the ball for Hastings, running back the other way, drives for the hole, collision, and a foul is going to be called, offensive charge. Taz York runs over Keela Cheehawk, running back the other way. Taz picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos. So the score is 6-2. The Chargers have the lead early in the ball game here over Hastings College. 17 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first half from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City here tonight. Here's a Kylie Dilla with the ball, brings it into the offensive zone. Pulls up on the wing, and the right side picked up by Brittany Wong. Now loses control of it. And now we got a traveling violation called here on Kylie Dilla. The second turnover on Briarcliff in the ball game. Into the contest now for the Chargers will be Maddie Murren. Murren comes in there for the Chargers. She is a 5'6" freshman out of Colon, Nebraska. Murren is averaging 9 points and 2.6 rebounds per ball game. Hastings trailing early. 6-2 is the score. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Brings it into the offensive zone. Goes over to Taz York. Taz on the far sideline. Now to Brittany Wong again. They'll try the right side of the floor. Courtney Spahn has got it. Courtney puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here to Taz York. Now to Brittany Wong. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass to Stadler. Top of the key. Brings it back to Brittany. Brittany Wong dribbling to the free throw line. 8 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's Taz for a long three. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Stadler had the rebound. It was knocked out of her hands. And now a whistle. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Kristen Twaite knocks the ball out of the hands of Alicia Stadler, so Hastings will play things in to get the fresh shot clock. 16:35 to play here in the first half. It's a 6-2 ball game. There's a pass again. Going to be knocked out of bounds there by the Chargers. Head of the ball game now for Briarcliff is going to be Krista Twaite. Rather, into the ball game is Krista Stewart, and Twaite will come to the bench for head coach Mike Power. Briarcliff out on top by a score of 6-2 early in the ball game. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball. As Briarcliff is going to play a zone defense now. They settle back into a 1-2-2 zone defense here against Hastings College. Brittany Wong has got the ball. Now to Taz York. Dumps it off inside. That's a Ragoth. Her shot from point-blank range is going to be no good. And the rebound here comes down to a Maddie Murren. Murren runs back the other way. The ball tipped out of her hands out of bounds. Ragoth getting back there and poking the ball away from Murren. It goes sailing into the Bronco bench. And now Briarcliff will play things in here on the near sideline. You're listening to the GPAC postseason tournament here tonight. It's 17th-ranked Hastings and 11th-ranked Briar Cliff in a showcase ball game here. A couple of the top 25 teams scoring off here in the opening round. Here's Kelsey Evans with the ball. Evans having problems with a dribble, and now a palming violation is called, and Kelsey Evans. Evans really killed us the last time we played Briar Cliff. She scored 15 points in the ball game. Hit about 3 three-pointers right at the start of the second half to put a nail into the coffin of the Broncos as Hastings dropped the second ball game to this group, 75-63, after losing the opener earlier this season here in Sioux City, 93-74. Hastings down trailing in this ball game by a score of 6-2. We're down to 16 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings with the ball in backcourt as he entered across the 10-second line of the midcourt stripe. Laurel Zwiener has got it now. She's into the ball game for the first time, so Hastings will go with a tall lineup with both Standler and Zwiener into the contest. Wong goes down to the baseline to a Courtney Spahn. To Zwiener, dumps it down low. Now to Standler, shot no good. Foul shot by Standler, no good. Rebound comes down to Megan Salcedo. Hastings missing a couple of shots at point-blank range. Back the other way come the Chargers. Deep in the corner is Maddie Byrne. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound comes out here. Kelsey Evans grabs the ball. Evans now to a Maddie Byrne. Byrne sends it down in the corner to Cheehawk. Back out of the wing, and a shot taken there. No good by Kelsey Evans. Rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn for Hastings. Still a 6-2 ball game. Briar Cliff has got the lead. Brittany Wong has got the ball for Hastings. Taz York here on the near sideline. Free throw extended all the way to the sideline. Double team. Taz tries to get the ball away. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted here by Kelsey Evans. Gets the ball down the floor. That's going to be Murray. Drives, shoots, and scores. Hastings with four turnovers here in the early minutes of the ball game. Make it five as they throw the ball out of bounds. Taz York unable to handle the ball here in front of the scorers table. Five turnovers on Hastings. That were just 5 minutes and 8 seconds into the ball game. So Hastings having problems here early against that Briar Cliff pressure. It's going to be Standler checking out. Here comes Alyssa Thompson into the ball game now. Briar Cliff will play things in here on the near sideline. The Chargers out on top by a score of 8-2 in this GPAC postseason tournament. Kelsey Evans with the ball top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside as they get it to a Summer Gordon who's into the ball game. Gordon out of Stewart. Her shot from the elbow. Right side is going to be no good. Ball swatted around. Gordon had it. She lost it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Briar Cliff again attacking back here defensively. Hastings will play things in. Zwiener has got it. Two-handed pass. They get it to the midcourt stripe. Brittany Wong picks it up. Wong now drives the ball to the hole. A reverse layup is up there. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. So Brittany Wong taking the ball to the hole there for Hastings. She's fouled in a play by the Chargers. And the foul is going to go on Kelsey Evans. That's going to be her first team foul number one on the Chargers in this first half of play. Into the ball game now for Briar Cliff is going to be Alex Grant. Alex Grant comes in there now for the Chargers. She scored 7 points against Hastings the second time around. The ball game played in Hastings earlier this year. Here's Courtney Spahn from the corner. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Partially deflected there by Krista Stewart, and the ball is brought down by Briar Cliff. Long pass down the floor. Grant grabs it. Shot is up there. Good. Alex Grant scoring there for Briar Cliff. And now it's a 10-2 ball game in favor of the Chargers. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Here's a Courtney Spahn with the ball. Brings it to Taz York into the offensive zone. Taz down the right sideline on the dribble. Takes it down in the corner. Nearly travels with the ball. Sends it inside to Laurel Zwiener. Dumps it away to Melissa Thompson. Back down in the corner to Taz. Pulls up. Shoots a 10-footer. Misses the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Briar Cliff. That's a Summer Gordon with a rebound. Gets it ahead now to Adilla. In the offensive zone, the Murren. Down on the baseline. Shot up and in. That's going to be Alex Grant. She hits her second field goal. And now Hastings calls another timeout. This looks very similar to the first outing we had up here earlier this season when we got blown out by the Chargers when Hastings could not handle the pressure. Briar Cliff beat us that day 93-74. They're out to a 10-point lead early on the Broncos. 13 minutes and 39 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. We're in the first half with a score. Briar Cliff 12, Hastings 2.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City tonight. 13:39 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Briar Cliff by the score of 12-2. The other games going on tonight on the women's side of the GPAC postseason tournament in the opening round, Dakota Wesleyan is playing in Seward tonight against top-seeded and regular season champion Concordia. Doan is playing here in Iowa over at Orange City against the Northwestern Red Raiders. Mount Marty, the number 7 seed, playing at number 2 seed Morningside here in Sioux City. The men also opening up their tournament tonight. The first round matchups, Concordia playing at top-seeded Dort. Morningside is at Midland. Nebraska Wesleyan here against Briarcliff in the second ball game at 8 o'clock. And Mount Marty will play at Northwestern. 12-2 is the score. It's Briarcliff out on top of Hastings College here in women's college basketball. There's a Frankie Peterson. Cross-court pass comes to Brittany Wong to Taz York. Now to Frankie, deep in the corner left side. Double team. Frankie comes out here to Brittany Wong. Top of the key. Back to Frankie Peterson. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Dumps it away to Laurel Zwiener. Back outside to Wong. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 12-footer. Shot no good. Rebound Frankie Peterson. Goes back up. Nope. It's going to be tipped away. Picked up by Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener keeps it alive for Hastings. Now to Taz York on the baseline. Frankie drives the baseline. Her shot up, no good. Rebound Zwiener. Her shot no good. Rebound is loose. It's brought down by Melissa Thompson. Thompson battles there. Gets it out to Brittany Wong. Wong out to Taz York. Now the near sideline to Peterson. Peterson gets away, and a foul is going to be called on Alex Grant. So Hastings getting 2 and 3 shots in the bucket there on that possession. Finally, a personal foul is going to be called on Alex Grant. That's going to be her first and second team foul on the Chargers. Here comes Twait back into the ball game. Evans comes back in. Megan Salcedo comes back in for the Chargers. 12 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing by a score of 12-2. Broncos getting their only field goal from Alicia Stadler. Briarcliff out on top by 10 points early. Taz York is going to check out of the ball game now for Hastings College, and Sophia McDermott comes back in there. Broncos will inbound here on the near sideline as they get it into a McDermott. Dribble penetration, pulls up, shoots a 10-footer, shot good. McDermott comes in, immediately gets the Broncos back on the board here. It's now a 12-4 ball game. Hastings trailing. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected. The ball is loose. The scramble is on. Hastings comes up with it. A turnover on Briarcliff, their fourth of the ball game. Picked up by Brittany Wong. Gets it away now to Melissa Thompson. Back to Wong. Near sideline, McDermott. Down in the corner, that's Melissa Thompson. Her pass in the lane is intercepted. Intercepted there by Keela Chihok. Long pass down the floor. Driving, shooting, and missing the shot is Dilla. Rebound comes down to Chihok, and she dribbles back out into three-point territory. McDermott right in her face defensively. Over on the wing on the right side is Kelsey Evans. Dribbles to the top of the key. That's Peterson in front of her defensively as she hands it away to Kylie Dilla. Moves to her right side on the dribble on the wing. Gets it to Megan Salcedo at the free throw line. Down low to Twait. Shot good. Twait scores over Laurel Zwiener. That's a 10-point ball game again. Briarcliff 14, Hastings College 4. Here's a Sophia McDermott. McDermott hustles into the forecourt, feeds it inside to Melissa Thompson. Wheels in the lane, puts it off the window. Shot good. Melissa Thompson hits her first field goal of the ball game. It's now a 14-6 ball game. Briarcliff has got the lead. Here's a Dilla with the ball now to Kelsey Evans. Briarcliff back in their offensive zone in a hurry. Evans drives the ball toward the goal, gets around Peterson, dumps it off in the lane, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring again. There's going to be Twait. Twait now with a couple of field goals. She's got 5 points in the ball game. As Hastings has fallen behind by 10 points again, 16-6. We got 11:15 to play here in the first half from the Newman Flanagan Center here in Sioux City. Brittany Wong has got the ball. Hastings College comes across the top to McDermott. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now backs it back out into three-point territory. Goes to Peterson on the wing. Dribbles inside. Stops down in the baseline. Gets it back out to McDermott. McDermott's going to have the ball taken away. Chihok grabs it for Briarcliff. She goes the length of the floor and scores. Chihok just rips the ball out of there from Sophia McDermott. Chihok takes it in and scores easily. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings with 7 turnovers here in the first half of play. 18-6 to score. Briarcliff has got the lead. Here's Zwiener. Her pass is going to be deflected. Chihok grabs the ball again. Gets the ball down to 4 to Diller. Shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Fouling the play here by the Broncos. It's going to go on to Brittany Wong. That's going to be her first team foul number 4 on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Chihok will go to the free throw line now for Briarcliff. Chihok, an 82% foul shooter in the season. That is number 4 in the conference. She's already got 5 points here in the ball game, and her shot is up there. The shot is good. Now this is Kylie Dilla. Kylie Dilla is at the free throw line, not Chihok. So Dilla hits her third straight free throw here. She's a 79% foul shooter in the season. And the Briarcliff lead is now 13 points, 19-6 over Hastings College. As Kylie Dilla will have one more shot, it's up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Thompson gets it away. Now to Peterson, to Taz Jorg, who's back into the ball game. Now to Sophia McDermott. Hastings trailing here as we approach the halfway point of this first half. Taz Jorg angles in, dumps it away in the lane to Stadler. Double team, triple team, goes up for the shot and scores. Stadler was surrounded by nothing but white shirts there, goes up for the shot and scores. That's her second field goal of the ball game. 19-8 now, the Broncos trailing. Here's a Cheehawk with the ball, circles around, takes it to the free throw line. Now left side of the lane, stops there, gets it to Twait. Twait goes down in the corner. That's going to be Dilla. Bombs it inside. The ball's going to be taken away. Trying to get it into Megan Salcedo, and the ball is intercepted there by Taz Jorg, the fifth turnover on Briarcliff. There's McDermott back for Hastings College down on the baseline. The ball poked out of bounds. Trying to get it to Peterson, who is cutting for the hole, and the ball is knocked out of bounds there by Megan Salcedo. End of the ball game now for Briarcliff is going to be Ashley Zobel. This is a deep basketball team. Mike Powers already 11 girls deep here in the first quarter. Zobel is a 5'9" freshman coming in there. Hastings College will play things in right in front of the hole to Stadler. Forces up a shot and scores. Again, a lot of company in the lane there. Alicia Stadler goes up and fires one down the hole anyway. She's got 6 points, and Hastings is back to within nine. 19-10, and now Briarcliff throws the ball out of bounds. Ashley Zobel over there on the wing throws the ball out of bounds. That's the sixth turnover on the Chargers. Hastings now with a chance to slice into the lead right here. They will play things in. Here comes Courtney Spahn back into the ball game for Hastings, replacing Thompson. Kaylee Ragoth comes in, replacing Peterson. 9 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Here in the first half, 19-10 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany will bring things up. Trapped in backcourt, comes to the near sideline to Taz Jorg. Taz gets into the offensive zone, down in the corner. Bounce pass goes inside to Ragoth, goes for the basket. Shot is up there and in. Kaylee Ragoth scores for Hastings. That's her first field goal, and Hastings is back to within 7 points. 19-12, long three put up there. It's going to be no good by Cheehawk. The ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to go in the way of Briarcliff. Lost out of the... Well, they're going to give the ball to Hastings now. Courtney Spahn will play things in. So last touch by the Chargers down here on the baseline. Hastings is down by 7 points here in the ball game at 19-12. Alicia Stadler now to Courtney Spahn. She brings it across the midcourt stripe as Briarcliff will settle back into a zone defense here to face the Broncos in this possession in the half court. Courtney Spahn over to McDermott. Brings it out here in the three-point territory. Top of the key. Now to Taz Jorg. To McDermott again. On the right wing, that's Courtney Spahn. 9 seconds on the shot clock. McDermott over to Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Taz Jorg nails the three-pointer from the left side. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings has battled back to within 4 points. 19-15 is the score. Ashley Zobel has got the ball. Leaves it down low to a Cheehawk. Two-handed pass to the free throw line. Twait shot good. Kristen Twait scores. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Briarcliff now leading Hastings by a score of 21-15. Taz Jorg again down the near sideline into the offensive zone. Gets it to McDermott. Now to Courtney Spahn. Spahn goes off inside to Ragoth. Now to Alicia Stadler, and the shot is up and in. Ragoth gets the assist. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. Alicia now with 8 points in the ball game. 21-17. Hastings back within four. Here's Twait's shot. It's going to be no good, but she's fouled into play. Alicia Stadler picks up her second personal foul. So that's going to send Kristen Twait to the free throw line. Twait so far with 7 points here in the ball game for Briarcliff. Three field goals, one out of two from the free throw line. She's a 79% foul shooter, and the shot that's up there is good. Again, Briarcliff, the number one foul shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 74% of their free throws so far this year. The Briarcliff men will play the second ball game here tonight as Nebraska Wesleyan is also in the gym now as they get sent for the 8 o'clock ball game in the first round of the men's postseason tournament. Second shot is up there. It is good by Kristen Twait. She's now got 9 points here in the first half of play. Here comes Summer Gordon back into the ball game now. Twait will come out. 23-17. Hastings down by six. Here's Taz Jorg. Gets away. Now the ball is tapped loose. It goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Getting her hands on it was Sarah Reeves there for Briarcliff, knocking the ball away from Taz Jorg. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's McDermott. Comes way out on top now between the circles. Taz has got the ball. Taz looking. Comes over here to Courtney Spahn. Down to McDermott. Free throw line extended right side to Laurel Zwiener. Back out to Spahn. Left side, Taz Jorg. Double team. Taz. Cross-court pass. Comes to the near side. McDermott fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 12-footer and scores. Sophia McDermott hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. And Hastings College back to within four again. 23-19. There's a shot taken by Kylie Dillon. It's going to be no good. Hastings saves it. McDermott gets the ball to Zwiener. Now to Taz Yorick. The Broncos down by 4, 23-19 here in the first half from Sioux City. Opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament tonight. Zwiener gets it to Taz Yorick here on the wing. Back out to McDermott. Left side, Courtney Spahn. Out of Zwiener. Zwiener is double team. Has to get rid of it. Zwiener has still got it down there on the baseline, trying to get out of there. Finally, the ball is knocked loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Vinyl Cliff basketball. So Zwiener unable to get rid of the basketball there, in trouble, and then it was knocked loose. Finally, Brian Cliff will play things in on the Hastings College turnover. That's 9 turnovers on the Broncos in the first half of play. Hastings within 4 points, 23-19 as we approach the 7-minute mark here in this first half. There's Dillon with the ball, hands away to Matty Murn. Now dumps it off in the wind. It's going to be mishandled there by Dillon. The ball's brought down by Hastings. Dillon was heading for the hole. Lost control of the ball. It's taken down there by Courtney Spahn of Hastings. That's the 7th turnover on Brian Cliff. And now we got a foul called here on Kelsey Evans here on the near sideline. Evans picks up her 2nd personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Chargers. Here in this first half of play, Hastings will play things in right in front of the Brian Cliff bench. Their offensive end. Here comes Krista Stewart back into the ball game now for Brian Cliff. And checking out will be Summer Gordon. Brian Cliff 23, Hastings College 19. Broncos will play things in. Courtney Spahn goes to Zwiener. Dribbles in the lane, spins, puts up a shot for the window and scores. Laurel Zwiener scores. That's her first field goal. And Hastings, after trailing early, is back to within 2 points. Driving for the basket, a shot is up and in. A scoop shot there by Krista Stewart. Krista Stewart scoring there to make it a 25-21 ball game now. Hastings coming back with 6.5 minutes to play. Laurel Zwiener down the near sideline, trapped again. Double team, gets the ball away to Spahn. Spahn hesitates, drives it to the goal. Her son is up there and in. Courtney Spahn finds a seam in the defense and takes it right to the hole and scores. 25-23, Hastings back to within 2 points. Here's a Kelsey Evans with the ball now for Briar Cliff. She drives the ball to the hole against Spahn. Reverse layup, good. Kelsey Evans scores. Had 15 points the last time we played this group. That 75-63 win by Briar Cliff over the Broncos at the Osborne Sports Complex. 27-23 now. Briar Cliff back on top by 4 points. Hastings with the ball. 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's to Courtney Spahn. Over to Brittany Wong. Down on the baseline, Raggett. Her shot from 12. Good. Kaylee Raggett scores from the left baseline. That's her 2nd field goal of the ball game. He's now got 4 points, and Hastings now within 2 points at 27-25. A pass into the lane. Dillon's got it. Back out to the free throw line to Stewart. Now to Evans. Evans dribbling behind the screen from Stewart. Cuts it down the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Salcido. Her pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Brittany Wong. Bringing back the ball 1-on-2. Wong drives to the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Wong did not have the numbers coming back the other way, but a personal foul is going to be whistled on Kylie Dilla of Briar Cliff. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Chargers. Hastings fell behind earlier. For just joining us, fell behind by 12 points at one point, 18-6. Hastings back into the ball game now, 27-25. Broncos will play things in. That's McDermott in the corner. She drives the baseline. Reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And it was last touched here by Briar Cliff. Last touched there by Alex Grant of the Chargers. So Hastings will play things in. 5:14 left here in the first half. They get a fresh shot clock. Coming into the ball game now for Briar Cliff is going to be Shantae Williams. Shantae Williams into the ball game now for Briar Cliff. Here's McDermott from the corner. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's picked up here by Maddie Murren. Murren gets the ball ahead to Williams. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. A turnover there on Briar Cliff. They're 8th of the ball game. Kaylee Raggett gets the INT. Back the other way. Hastings College is going to be Brittany Wong. Wong now to McDermott. On the right side. Out to Courtney Spahn. Entry pass. They get it to Raggett. Driving for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Kristen Twait. That's going to be her first. And this should be a shooting foul here. As Raggett was going to the hole, and now Twait coming up a little gimpy here. She's going to be helped to her feet here. They have turned an ankle as he went down underneath the hole there on the block from Kaylee Raggett. And Twait is going to have to come out of the ball game. Here comes Summer Gordon in there now for the Chargers. So Kristen Twait, averaging 7 points per ball game, is going to have to come out of the ball game. She will head to the training room here. Probably get retaped, and she'll be back into the ball game. Kaylee Raggett to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Raggett, a 64% foul shooter on the season. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings is within 1 point, 27-26. Briarcliff with the lead. Here's a second shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good, but we got a whistle. We got a lane violation on Hastings. So the Broncos have battled back within 1 point, 27-26 with 4:49 to play. Hastings trailed 18-6 at 1 point. Now they're within 1 point, under 5 minutes to go. Here's a Shante Williams with the ball. Now to a Maddie Murn at the free throw line against Taz Yorg. Maddie, bounce pass down low. That's Alex Grant. Her shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the play. Nice pass. Alex Grant going from the left corner to the goal, and she hits the field goal, and she is fouling the play. And Alex Grant will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. It is now 29-26. The personal foul whistled on Sierra Williamson, who just checked in there for Hastings College. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Alex Grant. She's got 7 points in the ball game. It's now 30-26. Briarcliff with a 4-point lead, 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play. There's a Taz Yorg with the ball for the Broncos, brings it back to the center of the floor, gets it there to a Courtney Spahn, brings it into the offensive zone again, out to Taz Yorg, over to Brittany Wong. Plenty of time on the shot clock to work the offense here. 19 seconds, out to Courtney Spahn. Over to Taz Yorg on the wing. Dribbles inside. Long pass back out to Wong. To Courtney Spahn. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Briarcliff. That's Summer Gordon with the ball. Gets it ahead now to Maddie Murn. Murn dribbles into the forecourt. Gets it down in the corner. Alex Grant takes the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound loose. Jump ball called. And the possession arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings trailing here by 4 points, 30-26. Broncos have the ball in their offensive end. Here's Taz Yorg, free throw line extended right side. Out to Peterson, who's back into the ball game. To the elbow, right side of the lane. Now to Taz Yorg, down to the baseline. Taz bounce pass inside, wide open. The shot is up and in. Nice pass by Yorg. Melissa Thompson gets her second field goal. And the Broncos are back to within 2 points, 30-28. And now the pass is going to be deflected out of bounds here as Briarcliff was coming back the other way. Frankie Peterson knocks the ball out of bounds, and Briarcliff will play things in underneath their own basket. 3:31 to play in the first half. 11th-ranked Briarcliff with a lead over the 17th-ranked Hastings College Broncos here tonight in the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament, 30-28. Briarcliff will play things in. They get it out here to Krista Stewart, over to Evans. Evans on the wing on the right side. Two-handed pass goes inside the lane. It's going to be tipped away. That's going to be picked up by Hastings. A turnover on Briarcliff. Here's Wong back the other way. Her shot's going to be blocked down out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. So the ninth turnover on Briarcliff. Brittany Wong trying to score at the other end, but the shot is blocked out of bounds there by a Charger defense. Coming back into the ball game now will be a Keela Chihok for the Briarcliff Chargers. Coming out will be a Chante Williams. Hastings College will play things in. That's a Peterson way out on top now as they get the ball to a Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with the ball, sends it over to Taz Yorg in the wing. Taz entry pass to Sierra Williamson. Williamson inside the free throw circle. Now to Peterson down on the baseline. Her shot's to be blocked down. Scramble is on, and we got a foul call and a rebound. Another block shot there by Briarcliff, and now a personal foul is called on Megan Salcido. That's going to be her first. Team foul number six on the Chargers. Still a non-shooting situation. Hastings plays it in. Williamson out to Taz Yorg, out in three-point territory, left side of the lane. Taz puts it on the floor, dribbles out here to Brittany Wong. Wong down to the right sideline. That's a Frankie Peterson dribble penetration and throws the ball out of bounds. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline. Taz was cutting the opposite way. So Hastings turns it away. 2 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing by a couple of points here, 30-28. Here's a Briarcliff back with the ball. That's a Chihok. Bounce pass down low to Evans. Her shot is up and in. Kelsey Evans moving from the left corner toward the goal. They got her the ball, and that's the second field goal of the ball game by Kelsey Evans. Product out of Omaha. 32-28 is the score now. Briarcliff with a four-point lead. There's a pass deflected away. Taz picks it back up. Taz Yorg for Hastings. Out to Brittany Wong. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Krista Stewart. Stewart gets the ball to Kelsey Evans. Her pass in the offensive zone to Maddie Murn on the far sideline. Out to Kelsey Evans again. Drives the ball against Frankie Peterson. Dumps it away. Now to Salcido, and her shot is up and in. Megan Salcido scoring. So back-to-back field goals there for Briarcliff. Gives the Chargers a six-point lead, 34-28. Late in this first half, 2 minutes to play. Here's a Taz Yorg with the ball now. Taz into the forecourt, gives away now to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with the ball on the right side of the lane. Out here beyond the three-point arc. Now to Taz Yorick. Taz dribbles to the top of the arc now. Sends it down in the corner to Sierra Williamson. Double team comes out on top of Wong. Wong takes it to the elbow, dumps it down low. A shot by Peterson is going to be blocked down again by Krista Stewart. Ball is recovered here by a Chi-Hawk for Briar Cliff. Chi-Hawk out to Evans on the wing. She drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Salcido follows shot up and in. Back-to-back field goals by Salcido. And now head coach Jeff Dittman calls the timeout. So this one getting away from the Broncos late in the first half after Hastings came back. The pull within 1 point at the 4:49 mark. 3 minutes and some change later, Hastings is trailing by eight again. 1:28 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break. Briar Cliff 36, Hastings 28.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City tonight. Briar Cliff out on top of the Hastings College women's basketball team, 36-28. Broncos trailed by 10 early, got it down to 1 point. Now Briar Cliff has got an 8-point lead again. Hastings with the ball here late in the first half. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. The 10th Bronco turnover here in this first half of play. Here comes a Chi-Hawk back with the ball now for Briar Cliff. Gives it away to Maddie Murn inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass down low, deflected. Comes to the near sideline. Murn grabs the ball. Her pass out on top is going to be intercepted by Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman into the ball game now for Hastings. Has got the ball. Bruckman gets it in the hands of McDermott. Over to Brittany Wong. Wong back out to McDermott. Entry pass to Sierra Williamson. Now to Cammie Bruckman. To Sophia McDermott at the top of the key. Over to Brittany Wong in the wing. Inside to Sierra Williamson. Now to McDermott, down in the corner again to a Cammie Bruckman. Cross court pass to Wong. Open for a long two. Shot in and out, no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. We got a jump ball called. It goes out of bounds, actually, and they give the ball here to Hastings. Last touchdown there by Keela Chi-Hawk for Briar Cliff. End of the ball game now for the Broncos will be Taz Yorg. Coming out is going to be Sierra Williamson. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 37 seconds to play here in the first half. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game. Here's Melissa Thompson. Her shot is up and in. Off of the inbound, Melissa Thompson scores. She has got 6 points in the ball game on three field goals. Hastings back within six. Here's Akilah Chi-Hawk with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. The ball deflected away. Scramble is on. Hastings has got it. A turnover on Briar Cliff. That's their 10th of the ball game. Cammie Bruckman gets it ahead. Down to McDermott. Lobs it inside. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of Zwiener. Out of bounds. Loyal Zwiener right underneath the hole there as the ball knocked out of her hands. And Hastings will play things in. Now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called on Maddie Murren of Briar Cliff. So a late foul there. And going to the free throw line will be Zwiener. He's got a field goal and 2 points so far here in this first half. Zwiener's shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zwiener is 69% foul shooter on the season. 36-31 is the score now. 17.5 seconds to play here in the first half from Sioux City tonight. GPAC postseason tournament here this evening on 1230 KHIS. Laurel Zwiener's second shot is up there. She buries that one. Hits a couple of free throws. She's got 4 points in the ball game, 36-32. And now Briar Cliff will come back the other direction. Kylie Dilla has got the ball. Dilla into the offensive zone, trying to drive it there against Taz Yorick in the lane, putting a move on. There's a shot up there in and out and back in again. Kylie Dilla gets the field goal. Hastings will play things in, but time runs out here in the first half of play. So Hastings fell behind early in this ball game, 18-6. They battled back to pull within 1 point at 27-26, and now the Broncos trailing by 6 points here at halftime in women's college basketball. The score here at the break is Briar Cliff 38, Hastings 32. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHS.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Hastings College women's basketball team trailing Briar Cliff here at the break by the score of 38-32. And Briar Cliff jumped out to an early lead over Hastings College. It was 18-6. Early in this ball game as the Broncos turned the ball over in about their first five possessions here after they made that initial field goal. Briar Cliff got staked out to a 12-point lead. Hastings hung around, and the Broncos then pulled within 4 points at 23-19. Got it within 2 points at 23-21. Later on in the half, they were within 1 point at 27-26. That occurred with 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play. But then Briar Cliff making a nice run here at the end of the first half. Hastings with a couple of turnovers late, and Briar Cliff has got a 6-point advantage here at halftime by a score of 38-32. So this is the first ball game of the GPAC postseason tournament on the women's side of things. One other game going on at 6 tonight. Doan is playing at Northwestern. The other games will start at 7 o'clock tonight. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan playing at Concordia. And the other 7 o'clock game on the women's side will be Mount Marty playing at second-seeded Morningside. The men also kicking off their portion of the GPAC postseason tournament here tonight. Concordia will play at Dort beginning at 7. Morningside at Midland beginning at 7. They've got Nebraska Wesleyan playing at Briar Cliff at 8 o'clock, and Mount Marty will play at Northwestern beginning at 8 o'clock tonight. Winner of the GPAC postseason tournament on each side will receive an automatic bid to their respective national tournaments. The women playing up here in Sioux City just down the road at the Tyson Event Center, and the men playing in Point Lookout, Missouri, the tournament hosted by the College of the Ozarks. So Hastings is trailing here at halftime, 38-32. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike, we're back here in Sioux City. The other ball game going on right now on the women's side of things. Northwestern has got a lead over Doan at halftime. The score is 40-24. So Northwestern with a lead over Doan, it is 40-24 as they have reached halftime in Orange City tonight. Hastings College in the first half getting 8 points from Alicia Stadler. Stadler with 4 field goals in the first 20 minutes. Melissa Thompson with 3 field goals. She has got 6 points. Kaylee Raggett with a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Laurel Zwiener has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Sophia McDermott with 2 field goals and 4. Taz York has knocked down a 3-pointer in the first half for early points here in the ball game, and Courtney Spahn has got a field goal for 2. Meanwhile, for Briar Cliff, they're being led so far by Kristen Twaite. She has got 3 field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has got 9 points. Alex Grant has got 3 field goals. She's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 7. Kylie Dilla has got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 5 points. Keela Chihok, also with 5 points in the ball game. She's nailed a 3 and a 2. And also scoring the first half of play was Megan Salcedo on a couple of field goals, 4 points for her. Kristen Stewart has got a field goal and 2 points for the Chargers. Briar Cliff with a lead, 38-32 over Hastings College here tonight. Shooting numbers in the first half. Hastings hitting 14 out of 34 for 41%. Briarcliff 15 out of 30 for 50%. The Broncos just 1 out of 5 on three-pointers for 20%. Briarcliff 1 out of 6 for 16%. Hastings 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 75%. Briarcliff is 7 out of 9 from the free throw line for 77%. Hastings with 20 rebounds in the first half, 17 for Briarcliff. Hastings holding a 9-8 advantage on the offensive glass. The Broncos have turned the ball over 14 times already here in this first half of play. Briarcliff in the first half, they have got a total of 13 turnovers themselves. It's a Briarcliff with the lead here over Hastings College at the break by the score of 38-32. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Tyson Evronik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the President's Day savings event at Rogers Incorporated and get up to a $600 prepaid MasterCard rebate by mail with the purchase of qualifying Whirlpool and Maytag appliances through February 26, 2012. Special financing too. See Rogers for flag-waving savings on Whirlpool and Maytag appliances. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is baseball star Kirby Wells. Kirby, a senior from Grand Island, Nebraska, is majoring in K-12 special education with a 3.4 GPA. On the diamond, he's been a three-year starter for the Broncos. Honorable mention, an all-conference. He's a second-team all-conference and has been an NAIA Champion of Character recipient. Last year, he was an 11-game winner with a 4.21 ERA. He led the Broncos to the NAIA National Tournament. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Kirby Wells. And it's brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business. 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Evronik, your host. Joining us this evening will be the head coach of the Hastings College men's baseball team. We have Jim Bovee on the line with us. Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you bet. Thank you, Tyson.
Coach Bovee, let's kind of talk a little bit about this upcoming season. As we know, last year, a really fantastic ending for the Broncos with that trip to the national tournament. Talk a little bit about the transition from last year to this year and what you're expecting from the Broncos.
Well, you know, you're hoping you can take what happened last year and really build it as a positive. We got a lot of veterans back off that team. A couple significant holes and question marks, but a lot of veteran players, and you're hoping that you can sustain that. You know, the difficult thing about that, in addition to a couple key players you lose, is sometimes when you have a season like we had, you forget about how many things went your way, whether it's things that you did that created breaks or just some natural breaks that happened or just some timing in the schedule. You know, we won 9 one-run games in the league last year, and to think that that's going to happen again in a given year, you know, I don't know if that's realistic. So our guys can't forget that a lot of things had to go right. We had to do a lot of good things last year to have the kind of year we did. But, you know, at this point, you know, with 8 games under our belt, we still think the goal of winning the conference is a reasonable one for us.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about this team in specifics. You mentioned a lot of starters coming back. Who do you look forward to be leaders on the team?
Well, we have 5 of our top 6 pitchers are back from last year. Kirby Wells has been in the rotation for 2.5 years. He's back for a senior year. Mack Land has been our closer the last 2 years. He's back as a senior. Colton Williams and John LeMaster were in our rotation last year and are both back. And then Addison Ives, who was our first guy at the bullpen last year as a freshman, is back. And actually, we used him as a starter this past weekend over at Metro State, and it's probably turned in our best pitching performance of the year in beating Metro State 3-1. So those are the guys as far as the pitchers that we're really looking to. As far as the position guys, you know, Land is a returning starter in the outfield, as are Mike Tomlin and Decker Brown, who are seniors. So we have 3 seniors going left to right in the outfield. And then Dan Nealon and John Rivera, returning at second and first, are both seniors who have played a significant amount of time in their career. So a lot of familiar names to people who have followed us.
And when you're looking at the Broncos baseball team in the past few years, when you play your non-conference schedule, you go out and you schedule a lot of those tougher NAIA schools before you get into your conference play. Do you feel that that helps you as you enter conference play, having played some of those top-tier teams?
I really think it does. And now your team's got to have the mental state that they can handle that because,
right.
You know, we're not scheduling to go 19-2 out of the league. I mean, we know that's not realistic with the schedule we play. But we treat it as a learning experience. And if you're trying to evaluate your players, I just feel it's better to evaluate them in that sense. You know, we're 3-5 right now. We've pitched 15 different guys already this year. And, you know, we were 3-5 at this stage last year, but I think the 3-5 this year is actually better because I think we've played stronger competition than what we might have even last year. So I've always been a big believer in you play those tough teams and, you know, your best players will rise to the top. And then when you get the league play, hopefully that's going to benefit you.
And how does that, let's talk a little bit about that when you're talking about early season competition. It's not like the major leagues where you go out and you get an entire month of playing against other competition in spring training. How do you go just dive right in and start playing ball?
Well, it's a unique situation because, you know, most of your practices have been inside and it's an outdoor sport. And so your evaluation time in the fall is important and you hope that some of the things you put in the fall, your players carry over into the spring. But, you know, with a lot of sports, and baseball is especially one of them, there comes a point where you just need to get out in the field and play and see where you're at. And, you know, sometimes what you think you're strong at is not, and sometimes things that you have concerns about end up being strengths for you. You just never know for sure. But, again, you know, we're not really into trying to give ourselves a false sense of how good we are. We want to play somebody who's going to expose our weaknesses so we can work on them and try to correct them before we get to the league play.
All right, once again, head coach for the Bronco baseball team, it's Jim Bovee on the line with us for the Hastings College Spotlight. Jim, before we let you go this evening on the show, I would be remiss of my duties as not only a baseball fan but as a Cardinals fan as well to get your thoughts on the manager change over in St. Louis. What's your thoughts on Mike Matheny?
Well, I'm upbeat on Mike Matheny. You know, he wasn't one of the big names, obviously, but I know from following the Cardinals he was well-respected as a player. And I think they kind of projected as a player, he'd be the kind of guy to make a good manager. And I think he's a good enough contrast to La Russa, and they're going through some transition, obviously, with Pujols leaving, that I think he could be a very good choice for him.
All right, Coach. Well, we really appreciate Theo's those comments for myself as a Cardinal fan, but we really appreciate the comments on the Bronco baseball team as well. We wish you luck throughout the season, and we'll check back with you later on in the Hastings College Spotlight. Thanks once again.
All right, thank you.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480, ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Cheehawk throws up a three-pointer for Brian Cliff. That's no good. Rebounded by Hastings and back the other way. Melissa Thompson is going to be fouled in a play. The long rebound was grabbed there by Alicia Stadler of Hastings. Melissa Thompson now goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. So we're into the second half now. 38-32 is the score. Megan Salcido picks up the personal foul for Brian Cliff. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number one on the Chargers here in the second half of play. Thompson misses her first free throw. Second shot is up there. That one is off of the back iron, straight in the air, down through the hole. One out of two for Melissa Thompson, and the Broncos are now within 5 points again, 38-33. You're listening to the GPAC postseason tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. There's a handoff out here to a Sarah Reeves. Comes down here in the baseline to Krista Stewart. Stewart out on top. The ball gets away. Comes into the backcourt. Now we got it over and back violation on Briar Cliff. So the Chargers turn it away for the 14th time tonight. And now Mike Power, the head coach for Briar Cliff, wants to call a timeout. We're just over 30 seconds, 37 seconds into the second half. We'll take a break with a score. Briar Cliff 38, Hastings 33.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beaman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beaman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beaman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beaman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Broncos have the ball following the timeout. McDermott is trapped along the far sideline, gets it away to Brittany Wong. She loses control of the ball, and now we've got a palming violation called on Wong. That was coming out of a timeout. Hastings turns the ball over. The Broncos now with 15 turnovers in the ball game. Briar Cliff has got 14. Hastings trailing in the ball game, 38-33 after falling behind early in this one, 18-6. Hastings battled back to within 1 point. They have not led here yet in this ball game. There's a long-range jumper by Stewart. Her shot from 15 is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot, no good, and a foul called. That's Akilah Cheehawk getting the offensive board and misses the foul shot, but a foul is going to be called here on McDermott of Hastings. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one of the Broncos here in this second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Cheehawk. Her shot is up there is good. Akilah Cheehawk has now got 4 points in the ball game. She's an 82% foul shooter in the season. That is fourth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 39-33, Briar Cliff with a lead. Second shot is up there and in. So Cheehawk hits a pair. And now Hastings will bring the ball up against the pressure again. Here in backcourt, it's going to be Statler with the ball. Now to Courtney Spahn. Courtney dribbling to the ball. Gets it back to Statler. Still in backcourt. Across the midcourt stripe now to Sophia McDermott. On the break, dribbles down the lane. Dumps it away to Thompson. Her shot is up there and in. Nice job there by the Broncos breaking the pressure. Melissa Thompson gets the field goal. She's got 9 points in the ball game. 40-35, Briar Cliff with a five-point lead. Chargers have the ball. Deep in the corner, left side, Stewart has got it. She works against Statler, dribbles into the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Outlet pass to get the ball to McDermott. She looks up, one on two. McDermott will hold up now. Dribbles into the corner, sends it inside to Thompson. Now to Spahn to Statler, dribbling down the lane. Shot good. Alicia Statler with 10 points. Hastings within 3 points now. 40-37 is the score. Here's a shot from the elbow. No good by Dilla. Rebound comes down to Cheehawk. Sends it back inside to Salcido. Basketball knocked loose. It's picked up by Thompson, but she's out of bounds. Coming into the ball game now will be Summer Gordon for the Briar Cliff Chargers. Also checking in there will be Alex Grant. It's going to be Stewart checking out. Sarah Reeves will check out. Hastings within 3 points now, 40-37. There's the ball. Lobs out here in the three-point territory. That's Alex Grant with the ball. Moves it over here to Adilla for three. Shot is up there. Top of the mark. No good. Tip try is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. Salcido has got it. She's fouling the play. So three shots to the hole there by Briar Cliff. And we got a personal foul called here on Taz York. That's going to be your second. So going to the free throw line is going to be Megan Salcido for the Briar Cliff Chargers. The rebounds in the first half, 20-17 in favor of Hastings. Briar Cliff grabbing a couple right there. A shot by Salcido is going to be up there and in. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. Salcido, an 80% foul shooter in the season. That is seventh best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 41-37. Briar Cliff now with a four-point lead. Here comes the second shot by Salcido. It's good. Megan Salcido knocks down a pair of free throws. And again, the Chargers go back out on top by 5 points. It's 42-37. Zwiener is into the ball game now for Hastings. Has got the ball to Courtney Spahn. Two-handed pass to Taz Yorig. She breaks away, dribbles to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Taz Yorig scores for Hastings. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings back to within three again. 42-39. Here's Salcedo in the lane to Gordon. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Laurel Zwiener. The ball recovered here by Courtney Spahn. Out of Taz Yorig into the forecourt to Brittany Wong. Hastings can tie here with a three-point field goal. Brittany Wong out here in three-point territory. Goes to Taz Yorig in the far sideline. Dribbles inside the ring. Bounce pass down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Salcedo as they get the ball. Try to get the ball to a Laurel Zwiener. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. 16 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. Courtney Spahn picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on Hastings here in the second half of play. Maddie Murn comes into the ball game now for Briar Clough. And going out will be Kylie Dilla. Into the ball game for Hastings College is going to be McDermott. McDermott coming in, and Brittany Wong will check out. 17 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We're in Sioux City tonight. Hastings is trailing Briar Clough by a score of 42-39. A single elimination GPAC tournament here. Driving for the hole, her shot is up and in. Keela Chihok takes it right to the hole and scores there for Briar Clough. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings now trailing by five, 44-39. Laurel Zwiener down the right sideline will dribble the ball. Gets it to the midcourt stripe here. Finally gets into the offensive zone with a two-handed pass to Taz Yorig. The McDermott down in the corner. Courtney Spahn fakes the three. Gordon out there in their face. Gets the ball away now to a McDermott. Out here between the rings, Sophia, two-handed pass comes across the top. Taz has got it. 7 seconds on the shot clock. There's the ball tipped away out of bounds. Megan Salcedo gets her hands on it there for Briar Clough. End of the ball game now for the Chargers. It's going to be Kelsey Evans. Evans comes in for the Chargers. He's going to replace Summer Gordon. I checked that. Summer was coming out now. Coming to the sideline is going to be Alex Grant. Hastings will play things in. 5 seconds on the shot clock, deep in the corner. On the far side, Courtney Spahn will play things in. Courtney lobs it in the lane. Zwiener grabs the ball on the baseline, dribbles once, goes up for shot good. Laurel Zwiener gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points, and Hastings back within three. 44-41, bounce pass inside to Gordon. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener, and she's fouled in a play by Summer Gordon. Summer Gordon picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Chargers. 16-27 to play in the ball game. Hastings is trailing Briar Clough by a score of 44-41. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Zwiener hits the ball now to Courtney Spahn. Spahn brings it into the forecourt. Hastings will set up now offensively against this Briar Clough defense. They get it inside to Laurel Zwiener. Double team. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. She throws that one right to Maddie Murren. Unfortunately, she's in a white jersey and not black. That's going to be turnover number 17 on Hastings. Here's a Kelsey Evans with the ball now for Briar Clough. Wheels in the lane, puts up a shot, no good. She's fouled in the play. Kelsey Evans taking the ball with a hole there, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to be a two-shot foul here. Kelsey Evans was fouled in the act of shooting by Courtney Spahn. That's going to be her second. So Kelsey Evans will go to the free throw line now for the Briar Clough Chargers. Evans, a junior out of Wilmar, Minnesota. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's a 76% foul shooter. That's her first free throw of the night. Briar Clough back out to a four-point lead now, 45-41. Briar Clough will have one more free throw. Kelsey Evans throws it up there and the shot good. Briar Clough finished fourth in the conference this year. Hastings College fifth. Hastings is trailing now by a score of 46-41. Broncos have the ball on their offensive end. McDermott double teamed down there, dribbles out of there. Now she's double teamed again. McDermott still got the ball in the corner. McDermott finally gets rid of it. Taz Yorig has got it now at the top of the 3-point arc. Gives away to McDermott. Lobs it down to the free throw line. That's a Zwiener with the ball. Throws up a shot. It's going to be too strong. Rebound is loose. Battled for. Salcedo picks it up. She falls down, and a traveling violation is called. Megan Salcedo is knocked down here underneath the basket, and she's called for the traveling violation for Briar Clough. That's 15 turnovers on the Chargers. Hastings will play things in. That's a McDermott with the ball. Sophia looking to inbound, does. Out here in three-point territory, Taz Yorig has got it. Taz dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass down low is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Chihok. Long pass down to four. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Sarah Reeves. Hastings turns it away for the 18th time. That one results in a field goal at the other end. And Briar Cliff has now got a 7-point lead over the Broncos. It's 48-41. Laurel Zwiener down the near sideline. Zwiener trapped along the sideline here. Tries to get the pass away. It's going to be intercepted. Maddie Byrne has got the ball again for the Chargers. Running back the other way. Stops left side of the lane. Comes out to Kelsey Evans. 4-3. Shot in and out. No good. Ball battered around. Taz Yorick had it. She lost it. The scramble is on. Three girls at the deck. And a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. Here comes Wong back into the ball game now for the Broncos. Here comes Kaylee Raggett back in there. Hastings is now trailing by 7 points. It's 48-41. Broncos trailed by six at halftime, 38-32. Had it down to 1 point with 4:49 to play in the first half at 27-26. The Broncos have not led here in this ball game. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball. Gets it away to Brittany Wong. Brings it back to Sophia. Races the ball in the offensive zone. Wong pass down to Florida. Statler shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled in the play. Hastings beating the press that time. Alicia Statler can't convert, but she'll go to the free throw line here. Krista Stewart picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Chargers. Going to the free throw line for Hastings, Alicia Statler. She's got 10 points so far in the ball game tonight. Her first free throw is up and in. That's her first free throw of the night. Statler will have one more. And in the ball game now will be Dilla. Also coming back in, Alex Grant for Briar Cliff. Semifinals here in the GPAC postseason tournament going to be held on Saturday with the championship games for both the men and women next Tuesday. Shot is up there. It is good by Statler. She has now got 12 points in the ball game, 48-43. Hastings down by 5 points now, under 15 minutes to play. There's a Dilla with the ball in the lane. Dilla looking to get rid of it. Good defense here by Wong. Dilla just throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Alicia gets the ball away to Brittany Wong. Hustles down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Down in the corner, Sophia McDermott. McDermott down to Brittany Wong. On the dribble, comes out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Maddie Byrne. She drives, shoots, and scores. Maddie Byrne intercepts the ball there as they try to go to Cammie Breckman. Turnover number 20 on Hastings. It's now a 50-43 ball game. Hastings down by seven. Here's McDermott on the baseline. McDermott dribbles underneath the basket, comes out on top, now to Brittany Wong, dribbles to the free throw line, puts it up and scores. Brittany Wong scoring there for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings within 5 points again. There's a Kelsey Evans, double team, comes out to the free throw line. Salcido, shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Outlet pass here to Raggett. Into the forecourt, now to McDermott, stops and pops for 10. Shot is short. Rebound, Raggett, she loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings. Broncos will play it in underneath their own basket here. 13 minutes and 41 seconds to play. In the other women's ball game, they've got 15-40 to play over in Orange City. Northwestern is leading Doan by a score of 47-29. The rest of the ball games are getting started here at 7 o'clock on the women's side of things. The guys getting started basically at 7 and 8 across the conference here tonight. Hastings will play things in. Here's Statler from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong, and the rebound comes down to Summer Gordon. So Hastings still trailing by 5 points, 50-45. Chihawk has got the ball. Moves it down in the corner. That's a Maddie Murren. Entry pass to Gordon. Gordon works against his Statler. Bounce pass to the free throw line to Reeves. Dribbles it down to the left side of the lane. Now to Gordon. Gordon wheels in the lane. Her shot good. Summer Gordon scoring there for the Chargers. 52-45 now. Hastings down by seven. Brittany Wong with the ball. Now to Cammie Breckman into the forecourt. Cammie comes back out on top to Wong. Back to Breckman. Free throw line extended right side. Cross-court pass. McDermott has got the ball. Sophia looking to get rid of it. She's double-teamed. There's a rainbow pass back to the far sideline. Breckman throws up a shot and scores. A two-pointer there. A long two by Cammie Breckman. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 52-47. Hastings within 5 points again. There's a Dilla dribbling down the right side of the lane. Dishes it away. Murren driving toward the goal. Now she stops. Comes out here at the elbow to Sarah Reeves. Drives the ball to the basket, and she is hit on the play, and a foul called. Reeves driving the ball to the goal there. And a foul is going to go on Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be her first. So Cammie Breckman picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number five on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Briar Cliff's Sarah Reeves. Reeves, a 67% foul shooter in the season. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. And her free throw is up there and in. Sarah Reeves hits the free throw. Briar Cliff is number one in the conference in free throw percentage at 74%. Chargers now with a 6-point lead at 53-47. As Sarah Reeves will have one more here. For Briar Cliff, a 5'7" junior out of Weston, Nebraska. Her shot is up there and in. Sarah Reeves hits a pair. She's now got 4 points in the ballgame. And the Briarcliff lead is back up to 7 points at 54-47. Hastings with the ball. Sierra Williamson back into the ballgame now to Breckman. The Taz Yorick brings it into the forecourt. Here on the near sideline, double team jump ball is called. Arrow is playing in favor of Briarcliff. So another Bronco turnover. That's 21 in the ballgame. Briarcliff, a team that is forcing 27 turnovers on the defensive end. They're well on their way to reaching that here tonight against Hastings. In this quarterfinal matchup, the Broncos with 21 turnovers in the ballgame. Hastings trailing by 7 points. It is 54-47. Down in the corner where the ball is going to be Keela Chihot. Picked up there by Raggett of Hastings. Gets away, dribbles down to baseline. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's hacked on the arm. Raggett is going to be hit with a personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be her first. And that's going to send Briarcliff back to the free throw line here. Keela Chihot will go back to the line. She got 7 points in the ballgame. Chihot is fourth in the conference in free throw percentage at 82%. Her shot is up there, it's short. She will have one more. 12:06 remaining here in the basketball game. Hastings trailing 54-47. Next shot is up there. It's good by Chihot. That makes it 55-47. Hastings will play things in. Breckman gets the ball to Taz Yorick. Now to Sierra Williamson. Back to Breckman here on the near side. Gamby dribbling on the ball, still in backcourt. Breckman looks, goes to the far side. Taz Yorick into the offensive zone. That was 17 seconds on the shot clock. Taz goes to McDermott, now to Breckman. Bounce pass goes inside, the ball tipped away from Raggett. Kaylee picks it back up, then her pass intercepted. Intercepted by Sarah Reeves. Sarah Reeves dribbling back the other way, stops, goes up for the shot, good. Sarah Reeves scores as Hastings turns the ball away for the 22nd time here in the ballgame. That's now a 10-point ballgame again. 57-47, it matches the biggest lead of the ballgame for the Chargers. They checked that they had a 12-point lead early at 18-6. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Sarah Reeves. That's going to be her first. Here comes Statler back in. Courtney Spahn back in. Melissa Thompson back in for the Broncos. Thompson will come out. Breckman comes out. Kaylee Raggett comes out now for head coach Jeff Dittman. 11 minutes, 26 seconds to play in the ballgame from the GPAC postseason tournament here in Sioux City. Hastings down by 10, 57-47. Courtney Spahn on the dribble, moves it down on the baseline, comes out on top to Sophia. McDermott dribbling with the ball, hops into the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked up, blocked down there by Kelsey Evans. And the rebound comes down to Megan Salcido. Salcido out of Dilla to Kelsey Evans. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound Salcido back out to Evans. Evans sends it across the top to Dilla for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose. Comes to the corner, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch by Maddie Murren and Brian Cliff. Hastings will play things in. 10 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the ball game. Briarcliff 57, Hastings 47. Courtney Spahn with the ball to the far sideline. Again, it's going to be intercepted by Chihot. Chihot drives, shoots, and scores. A backcourt turnover. Chihot gets the field goal to go down. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. And Jeff Dittman again has to burn a timeout. 10 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now a 12-point lead. We'll take a break from the score. Briarcliff 59, Hastings 47.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball coming your way tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. You can pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Briarcliff early, 18-6 over Hastings. Broncos came back to pull within one at 27-26 with 4:49 to play in the first half. Chargers had a 6-point lead at the break, 38-32. And now Briarcliff has extended the lead to 12 points again, matches the biggest lead of the ballgame at the 10:45 mark. It is 59-47. Chargers have the lead. Hastings calling the timeout. Again, the Broncos having some problems with the backcourt pressure here for Briarcliff. Melissa Thompson gets it down the near sideline to McDermott. She runs into Evans, and a foul is called. Kelsey Evans gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number five in the Chargers. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in. Courtney Spahn comes out here to Taz York. Holds the ball in three-point territory. Gives it away down to a Sophia McDermott. Here on the wing on the left side to Courtney Spahn to the free throw line to Thompson. Dumps it down low to Stadler. Shot good. Thompson gets the assist. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. Alicia now with 14 points in the ballgame. 59-49. Driving for the goal is going to be Diller. Shot's going to be no good. Off of the front iron. Rebound comes down to Stadler. Outlet pass comes to McDermott. Stops and pops from 10. Shot good. Sophia McDermott now with 6 points in the ballgame. And Hastings is back within eight. 59-51 the score now. Allie Doe with the ball for Briarcliff. Gets it out here in the three-point territory. Alex Grant with the ball. Works against Thompson. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Traveling violation. Traveling violation is called here on Alex Grant. That's going to be turnover number 16 on Briarcliff. And Mike Power can't believe it in front of the Briarcliff bench. Just shakes his head left or right. Hastings will have the ball as he will play things in here. Broncos on the far sideline. Thompson has got it. Now to Courtney Spahn. Courtney, long pass ahead. They get it to Taz York. Hastings within 8 points now, 59-51. Here's McDermott on the deep wing, right side. Dribbles once, comes out to Courtney Spahn near the mid-court stripe. Courtney dribbling to the ball, stops. Goes to McDermott. Sophia, entry pass to Stadler. Dumps it down low to Thompson. Her shot is up and in. Melissa Thompson scoring there for Hastings College. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 6 points now. 59-53, dribble penetration here by Murn, and we got a traveling violation called on Murn as she runs into Alicia Stadler. A turnover on Briarcliff, that's their 17th of the ball game. Hastings comes back the other direction. The Broncos are within 6 points here. Hastings has scored the last 6 points following that timeout. We're down to 9 minutes and 18 seconds to play now. Here in the basketball game, Hastings has a chance to slice into the lead. Slice into the lead. Here's Taz York. He drives for the basket and scores. Hastings breaking the pressure. Taz Yori gets the field goal. Hastings is within 4 points now, 59-55. There's Kelsey Evans, and she goes for the rack, and she can be fouled in a play. Kelsey Evans taking the ball to the goal there, and she's fouled in a play by Courtney Spahn of Hastings. That's going to be her third. So Kelsey Evans will go to the free throw line for Briarcliff. We've got 8 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the ball game. Briarcliff 59, Hastings 55. Shot from the free throw line, good by Evans. She is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She'll have one more. That is the seventh team foul in Hastings. So now Briarcliff is in the 1-1 situation. Second shot is up there. That one is good. Briarcliff now with a 6-point lead, 61-55. York with the ball, now to Stadler, to McDermott, now to Courtney Spahn. Into the forecourt, comes out here to Sophia McDermott. Right side of the wing, Taz dribbles inside, puts up a 12-footer, shot no good, and she's hacked on the arm from behind. Taz York will go to the free throw line now for Hastings.
Life.
Personal foul goes on Kelsey Liberty. Evans. That's going to be your fourth. And team foul number 6 on the Chargers. Taz York to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot good. That's the first free throw of the night for Taz York. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. Taz is 67% foul shooter in the season. Kylie Dilla in the ball game now for Briarcliff, replacing Kelsey Evans. 61-56. Next shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Krista Stewart. Stewart gets the ball now to Dilla. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. There's a pass nearly intercepted off of the fingertips of Taz York right in front of the Charger bench. Briarcliff will play things in here on the near sideline. They've got a 5-point lead over Hastings, 61-56. Briarcliff will get it in out here near the mid-court stripe. That's Dilla with the ball picked up by McDermott. Dilla at the free throw line, dribbles at the left side of the lane, puts up a short shot. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It's last touchdown there by Sarah Reeves under the hole for Briarcliff. So Hastings College will play things in as Courtney Spahn will get it in. Hastings wanted his subs. Brittany Wong came down to the scorer's table. The horn sounds, but they won't honor that. Taz York with the ball. Now to Alicia Stadler, down in the corner to Spahn. Shot for three, good. Courtney Spahn throws up the three ball from the corner, and Hastings within 2 points now at 61-59. With 8:15 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings trying to upset the homestanding Briarcliff Chargers here tonight. Driving for the goal is Krista Stewart, and her shot is up and in. Krista Stewart goes up and under there as she gets her second field goal of the ballgame. 63-59, 8 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Taz York with the ball. Taz comes across the top here to McDermott. McDermott holds the ball over here to Courtney Spahn, just left of the circle. It's as York. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Nearly travels with the ball. Gets it to Courtney Spahn. Now on the wing on the right side is McDermott. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Spahn for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound picked up by Stadler. Gets the ball away to McDermott. Hastings keeps the ball alive to Spahn. Down in the corner now to Taz. Taz holding the ball. Entry pass. They get it to Stadler. Dumps it down low to Thompson. The ball tipped out of her hands out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there was Megan Salcido for Briarcliff. Hastings will play things in. Still with 21 seconds on the shot clock. 7:26 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Briarcliff by the score of 63-59. Broncos trying to advance here in the GPAC postseason tournament. Courtney Spahn will play things in. Deep in the corner right side, Taz York fakes the three, takes the ball down to the baseline, runs into Summer Gordon. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped away. Maddie Byrne grabs the ball now for Briarcliff. A turnover on Hastings. Coming down the near sideline is going to be a Cheehawk. Cheehawk hustles back the other way, down in the corner. Here's Reeves. A shot good. Sarah Reeves from about 15 feet away on the left baseline scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, 65-59. Hastings trailing by six. Broncos have the ball. There's a Laurel Zwiener down the right sideline. Taz York has got it. Taz holding it. Now dribbles. Moves to her right. Comes out here to Brittany Wong. Wong in 3 points there. It's way to Taz down in the corner. Jump pass comes outside again. Courtney Spahn dribbles down the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot way off the mark. It goes up over the glass and out of play. 6:44 to play here in the ballgame. 65-59. Briarcliff has got the lead. Courtney Spahn is going to come out of the ballgame now. Coming in is going to be Kaylee Raggeth. So Hastings down by 6 points. Briarcliff, the 11th ranked team in the nation here tonight, battling Hastings College, the 17th ranked team, opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Byrne gets the ball away to a Cheehawk. She drives for the goal. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Zwiener, and Briarcliff will play things in. Laurel Zwiener gets a block shot there. She is second in the conference in block shots, only to Alicia Stadler, her teammate. Here comes Briarcliff. They will inbound the ball here to Sarah Reeves. Gets it inside to Maddie Murr, now to Reeves. Back out here in the three-point territory to Cheehawk. 8 seconds in the shot clock. Cheehawk dribbles down the left side of the lane to Summer Gordon. Throws up a shot from the elbow. It's around the rim. Falls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound. It's brought down by Zwiener. And then she's tied up in the play here by Cheehawk. But the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. 6 minutes and 13 seconds to play. The other ball game going on the women's side of things. Northwestern is leading Doan by 30, 64-34 with 8 minutes and 25 seconds to play in their ball game. Hastings trailing by six here, 65-59. Hastings with the ball. There's a Wong, high post, Melissa Thompson fouled in the play. Maddie Byrne. Maddie picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number seven in the Chargers. So now each team is in the bonus down the stretch here. Melissa Thompson goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Thompson has got 11 points in the ballgame. That's a season high for her. Her shot is up there is good. So a good performance here by Melissa Thompson. She'll have one more shot. Her previous season high was the 7 points that she put up in a non-conference game way back at the beginning of the season against McPherson of Kansas. Next shot is up there is good. Thompson now with 13 points in the ballgame for Hastings College. It's 65-61. Hastings trailing by four now. 5 minutes and 53 seconds to play as Briarcliff gets the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Adilla with the ball at the free throw line. Adilla moves it over on the wing, hands it away to a Maddie Murn. Retreats out here in the three-point territory. Murn dribbles down the left side of the lane, stops. Murn sends it inside. The pass can be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Salcido, and the ball is intercepted there by Melissa Thompson. That's turnover number 18 on Briarcliff. Hastings has the ball trailing by four. Here's Raggett down the baseline. It's cut off by Salcido. Comes out to Wong. That is Sophia McDermott. McDermott holds it down on the baseline again to Melissa Thompson. Out to McDermott on the wing, and she holds the ball here. Comes across the top to Brittany Wong. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Wong, bounce pass to McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Back out to McDermott. McDermott hops inside, dribbles all the way to the goal, and she has it knocked out of her hands, and a foul called. Hastings with an offensive board there and a big one. And a personal foul is going to be called here on their Briarcliff. Megan Salcido picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. The 18th foul in the Chargers. Going to the free throw line will be Sophia McDermott. 6 points in the ballgame. Her shot is up there and in. McDermott, an 80% foul shooter on the season. She'll get another one right here. Kelsey Evans back into the ballgame now for Briarcliff, replacing Maddie Murren. Here comes the second shot. It is around the rim and down by Sophia McDermott. Hastings is within 2 points again, 65-63, with 5:02 to play here in regulation at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. A matchup of the number 5-seeded Broncos and the number 4-seeded Briar Cliff Chargers here tonight. Kelsey Evans drives for the hole and shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ragoth. Ragoth has got the ball now to Brittany Wong. Hastings is not led here in this ballgame. They have a chance to do it right here with a 3-point field goal. Here's McDermott, now to Brittany Wong, left side of the lane. Kaylee Ragoth here on the near sideline. Ragoth comes out to Brittany Wong, entry pass to Stadler on the right wing. That's McDermott, now to Wong, left side. Here's Ragoth for three, shot is up there, she buries it. Hastings has the lead. Kaylee Ragoth hits a 3-pointer from the left side. She's now got 8 points in the ballgame, and Hastings has their first lead in the ballgame at 66-65 with 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Brian Cliff has got the ball. Hastings trying to move on here in the GPAC postseason tournament. They got the lead for the first time tonight after trailing by 10 points in the first half. There's a shot from the right side. It's going to be no good by Dilla. Rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Long pass down to four. McDermott gets away to Ragoth. Shot is up there. No good. Misses the easy one. Rebound Thompson. Follow shot. Good. Melissa Thompson gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 15 points in the ballgame. Hastings now leading 68-65. We're down to 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here's Kelsey Evans in the lane. She goes up with a shot and scores. Evans was trapped in there and then got away and throws up a shot and goes through the hole. Now Mike Power wants to call a timeout for Briar Cliff. Hastings has got the lead. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Here in this basketball game, we'll take a break with the score. Hastings 68, Briar Cliff 67.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. The Broncos can qualify for the national tournament one of two ways, either to win the GPAC postseason tournament or sit around for the next week or so and wait for an automatic berth to come in. And that large berth from the NAIA will be placed in the field here in the NAIA National Championships just down the road in Sioux City here at the Tyson Event Center. The Broncos with a convincing 27-point win in the last ball game of the fourth-ranked team of the nation. That was Morningside on Saturday. Hastings has now battled back from a 10-point deficit early in this ball game. Actually, a 12-point deficit at one point, 18-6 early. Hastings trailed at halftime by 6, and now they've got the lead, 68-67. We've got 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Hastings bringing the ball up the floor. Brian Cliff went to traveling. They didn't get it. Melissa Thompson to Ragoth for 3. Shot is up there. She buries another one. Kaylee Ragoth with her second 3-pointer here in the last minute. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. Hastings has got a 4-point lead, 71-67. There's a Doe with the ball. Bounce pass down low to Evans. Gets her way to Summer Gordon. Her shot good, and she fouled. Kelsey Evans gets the assist. Summer Gordon gets the field goal, and she has fouled in a play here. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. The foul is going to go on Ragoth. That's going to be her second. So Summer Gordon to the free throw line. The score is now 71-69. Briar Cliff trailing by 2. Gordon's free throw is up there. The shot is around the rim and down. That's the first free throw of the night for Summer Gordon. End of the ball game now. Sarah Reeves coming out will be Gordon. 71-70 is the score. Hastings leading by a point. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Broncos have the ball. Here's Alicia Stadler. Gets away to Brittany Wong. Hustles into the forecourt, down the right sideline. Wong goes to Kaylee Ragoth. She has that hot hand as of late here for Hastings, hitting a couple of threes. Ragoth on the far sideline. Gets it back out to Brittany Wong. Out here between the rings. Over to McDermott. 4-3. Shot is up there. She hits one. McDermott hits one for the left side for Hastings College. McDermott now with 11 points in the ballgame. Hastings has a 4-point lead now at 74-70 with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play on a 3-pointer by Sophia McDermott. There's Sarah Reeves with the ball now for Briar Cliff down on the baseline. Kelsey Evans, she trapped wheels, puts it up there left-handed. The shot no good. Down for the rebound. It's Statler with the ball. Statler gets it down the near sideline out of Brittany Wong. 2:23 to play. Hastings with a 4-point lead, 74-70. Here's Sophia McDermott. Goes over to Brittany Wong. Kaylee Raggeth on the far sideline. Entry pass to Thompson. Thompson wheels in the lane. Puts up a shot blocked down. Picked up by Stadler. Out to McDermott. McDermott dribbles the ball into the paint. Dumps it down low to Thompson. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Thompson. Following shot good. Melissa Thompson scores for Hastings on the offensive putback. She's got 17 in the ball game. We've got a timeout, Briarcliff. Hastings has got the lead. 1 minute, 58 seconds to play. They're in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 78, Briarcliff 70.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Briarcliff has got two victories over Hastings College already this season, 93-74 and 75-63. Now Hastings has battled from a 12-point deficit. The Broncos have the lead, 76-70. 76-70 with a minute and 58 seconds to play here in regulation at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. And the other ball game that's going on in Orange City, Northwestern leading Doan 71-35. They've got 4:29 to play in their ball game. Other first round games, Concordia against Dakota Wesleyan. That ball game just getting started. Mount Marty is playing at Morningside tonight. That ball game just getting started. Second round of the GPAC postseason tournament will be held on Saturday. If Hastings can hang on, most likely will play in Seward against Concordia on Saturday. The Bulldogs, the number one seed, regular season champs, are playing Dakota Wesleyan tonight, but Hastings needs to hang on down the stretch, under 2 minutes to play. Briarcliff with the ball out here in 3-point territory. That's Chihok with it. Chihok comes over to Sarah Reeves to the free throw line, dribbles down the lane. She's hit from behind and a foul called. Thompson picks up the personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Melissa Thompson's had a whale of a ball game offensively tonight for Hastings. She's got 17. Stadler has got 14. Sophia McDermott also in double figures. She's got 11. Sarah Reeves to the free throw line. She's got 8 points here for Briarcliff. Her shot is up there is good. Reeves is a 67% foul shooter. She'll get one more shot here. So Sarah Reeves will have one more here for the Chargers. It's now a 76-71 ball game. Here comes the next shot. It's good. So Sarah Reeves knocks down a couple of free throws here for the Chargers. And now Briarcliff applying some pressure back here. 76-72. Hastings breaks the pressure. They get it to McDermott into the offensive zone. McDermott dribbling the ball inside the free throw circle. Goes over to Raggett on the far sideline. Down to McDermott. McDermott holds it. Being pressured out here. McDermott trying to get it away. She does to Brittany Wong. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany Wong has got it here at the top of the key. Brittany Wong dribbles it to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's good. Brittany Wong finds a seam in the defense, takes it to the goal and scores. And the shot clock was expiring. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 78-72 now. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Here comes Briarcliff back with the ball offensively. That's a Chihok with it right side of the lane. Comes out to the top of the key. Sarah Reeves has got an entry pass to Salcido. Salcido spins into the lane against Stadler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Alicia grabs the rebound. Alicia Stadler with the board. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Thompson. Gets the ball up to Ford to McDermott. Underneath the hole to Raggett. Shot good. 80-72. Hastings has got an 8-point lead. And again, Briarcliff wants to call a timeout. Well, it's taken most of the ball game for Hastings to finally figure out the backcourt pressure of Briarcliff, and now they're getting a lot of easy buckets at the other end, and Hastings has expanded their lead to 8 points here. 49 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 80, Briarcliff 72.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Saturday, Hastings knocked off the fourth-ranked team in the nation by 27 points as they beat Morningside Out tonight in the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament, Hastings has got the lead over the 11th-ranked team in the country, Briar Cliff, by a score of 80-72. If the Broncos were not in the national tournament before, they will certainly receive one of the at-large berths, if not winning this GPAC postseason tournament here. Hastings is playing with a little chip on their shoulders here. They've got the lead, 80-72 over Briar Cliff. Here's a Callie Dillon with the ball. Moves it down on the baseline. Driving the baseline is Murn. She goes up. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Stadler. The ball recovered by Thompson, and she's fouling the play. Alicia Stadler gets the blocked shot. Melissa Thompson picks up the loose ball, and she's immediately fouling the play. Briar Cliff finishes fourth in the conference this year. It is quite possible that five teams out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference will be invited to the national tournament. But now the Chargers will have to wait and see if they drop this one here tonight. Thompson at the free throw line. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Salcedo for Briar Cliff. Gets it into the hands of Dilla. We've got 35 seconds to play. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Callie Dilla with the ball right side of the lane. Puts up a shot over Wong. No good. Rebound Statler for Hastings. Alicia's got it. She's fouling the play. Hastings fell behind by 12 points early in the ball game, and they look very similar to the first meeting up here when the Broncos got blown out by the Chargers, 93-74. Hastings rebounded well. They pulled within 1 point at the 4:49 mark of the first half, had it within 6 points at halftime, and then Hastings took their first lead of the ballgame at the 4:18 mark of the second half with a three-pointer by Kaylee Raggeth. And Hastings has not relinquished the lead down the stretch as Alicia Stadler hits the free throw. She has now got 15 points in the ballgame for Hastings, and the Bronco lead is back up to 9 points. Their largest lead of the ball game, 81-72 with 27 seconds to play. Next shot is up there, is good. Alicia Stadler has now got 16 in the ball game. Here comes a Chihawk with the ball in the lane. Chihawk gets it out on top. That's Salcedo inside the free throw circle. The shot is up and in. Megan Salcedo hits a long two. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, and now Briar Cliff wants to call a timeout. 19.4 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 82, Briar Cliff 74.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 19.4 seconds to play here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Hastings has come to town, the number 5 seed in the GPAC postseason tournament. They've got the lead over the 4th seeded Briar Cliff Chargers and the 11th ranked team in the country. The score is 82-74. If Hastings can hang on to the win, there's no doubt that the Broncos will punch their ticket to the national tournament up here in Sioux City. Hastings would have two games left possibly here in the GPAC postseason tournament. Semifinals going to be played on Saturday. We'll have to see what happens in that Concordia ball game as the Concordia Bulldogs are playing Dakota Wesleyan tonight, a matchup of number 1 and number 8. Hastings with 19 seconds to play. Brittany Wong will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Gets it to Alicia Stadler. She's fouled into play by Salcedo. Megan Salcedo picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your fourth. So now Stadler will go to the free throw line. Well, that's going to be the fifth personal foul on Megan Salcedo. And she fouls out of the ball game now with 18 seconds to play. Megan Salcedo will leave with 8 points. And the other ball game is Northwestern out on top of Doan, 78-42. They've got 26 seconds to play in their ball game in Orange City. So it appears that Northwestern will move on as expected. They were the number 3 seed here in the GPAC postseason tournament. Here's Stadler's free throw. Good. Alicia Stadler now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's got 17 points in the ball game here for Hastings. Stadler's next shot is up there. That one is good. 84-74. Hastings with a 10-point lead, their biggest lead of the ball game now. Here's Ashley Zobel with the ball. Zobel dribbles down the lane, kicks it out on the far sideline to Chihawk. Chihawk gets it away now to a Maddie Murn. Murn down in the corner, dumps the ball down in the baseline to Zobel. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Thompson. 5 seconds to play, and now we got a foul called. Melissa Thompson grabs the rebound for the Broncos, and she was fouled into play here in backcourt. So Hastings going to win their 21st ball game of the season here tonight. They will move into the semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament on Saturday. The foul is going to go on Sarah Reeves. That's going to be her second personal foul. Melissa Thompson, who has had a great night tonight, a season-high 17 points in the ball game, adds to it right here. A free throw is good. Thompson now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. She will get one more. The Hastings lead is 11. Next shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound, Kelsey Evans. Evans to the midcourt stripe. Throws it up there from midcourt. Her shot no good. Hastings wins. Hastings College wins it here tonight in the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament, winning over the 11th-ranked team in the country, Briarcliff, by 11 points. So they beat the number 4 team by 27. They come back their very next game and beat the 11th-ranked Briarcliff Chargers by 11. They're the quarterfinals of the postseason tournament. Hastings winning over Briarcliff by a score of 85-74. So Hastings improves to 21-9 in the season. They will play in the semifinals on Saturday against either Concordia or Mount Marty. Check that, Concordia or Dakota Wesleyan. Those two teams are playing tonight. Briarcliff now 22-9 in the season, and now they must wait for the next week or so to determine if they will receive one of the at-large berths to the NAIA National Tournament coming up in the second weekend of March here in Sioux City. But a stunner here tonight. Hastings goes on the road and beats 11th-ranked Briarcliff, final score of 85-74. We'll come back and check the numbers right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Flanagan Center. Hastings College wins it here tonight over the Briarcliff Chargers, winning by the score of 85-74. So Hastings is now 21-9 in the season. They'll play in the semifinals on Saturday. Briarcliff at 22-9, and now must wait to see if they will be an at-large participant in the NAIA National Tournament next month. Hastings fell behind early. It looked bleak for the Broncos as they fell behind 18-6 here in the ball game. The Broncos battled back, had it down to 1 point at 27-26 with 4:49 to play in the first half. It was 38-32 at halftime in favor of Briarcliff. Chargers held the lead throughout much of the second half of play. Hastings finally had their first lead of the ball game at the 4:18 mark as they took the lead 66-65. Taylor Ragoth hitting a three-pointer in there as well for the Broncos at the three-minute mark to give the Broncos a three-point lead at 68-65. And that's a lead that Hastings did not give up, and the Broncos hit some free throws down the stretch. And Hastings beats Briarcliff tonight by a score of 85-74. Hastings in the ball game tonight, getting 18 points from Alicia Stadler, 18 points from Melissa Thompson, 13 points for Kaylee Ragoth, and 11 points for Sophia McDermott. So four players hit double figures tonight for the Broncos, led by Statler and Thompson with 18. The other scorers in the ball game here for Hastings: Sophia McDermott had 11 points. I think I mentioned that. Gabby Breckman had 2. Brittany Wong had 4. Taz Yorig had 8 points. Courtney Spahn had 5. And Laurel Zwiener had 6 points. For Briarcliff, they were led tonight by a trio of players. Kelsey Evans had 10. Keela Chihok had 10 points. Sarah Evans had 10. 9 for Kristen Twait. 8 points for Megan Salcido. 7 for Alex Grant. 7 for Kylie Dilla. 5 points for Summer Gordon. 4 for Maddie Murren. 4 points for Krista Stewart. So Hastings College wins it tonight by 11 over Briar Cliff, winning by the score of 85-74. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game. Brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
And the Broncos win it here tonight as they beat Briar Cliff by the score of 85-74. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, four players reached double figures tonight for the Broncos. Melissa Thompson, 18 points in the ball game, 18 for Alicia Stadler, 13 for Kaylee Raggeth, and 11 points for Sophia McDermott. Raggeth hitting some big three-pointers down the stretch. In fact, she was 2-for-2 down the stretch on three-pointers as Hastings connects on 51% of their field goal tries here tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be Melissa Thompson. She comes through with a season-high 18 points in the ball game tonight. Thompson was 7 out of 9 from the field, 4 out of 7 on free throws. She also grabs 5 rebounds, 3 on offense and 2 on defense. Scores 18 points, had 3 assists, had 1 block shot and 3 steals. Melissa Thompson is going to be our player of the game tonight as Hastings College beats Briar Cliff by the score of 85-74. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the coach's postgame show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
All right, back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City tonight as Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman joins us on the postgame. And, Coach, I'll tell you what, it's the end of the season. It just seems like Hastings College traditionally gets going here at the end of the season. And tonight's no different. A great performance for your gals tonight.
Well, it was a fun game after about the first 5 minutes when I think we were down 14 points right away, about 18-4. But, you know, to give our kids credit, they really battled and got it back and tied it. Then Briarcliff went on another run and went up 8 on us, and we came back and battled again. And then the second half, we still turned the ball over, but I thought overall we really did a good job, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, the first couple of minutes of the ball game kind of brought back the memories from the first time we were here. We had absolutely no answer for the pressure early.
You know, we didn't, and I thought I was going to run out of timeouts in the first 6 minutes. We called three of them to try and get our composure back, because not only were we turning it over, but I just didn't think we were tough enough. They were beating us to loose balls. They were kind of knocking us down. They were trapping us and beating us up in the trap a little bit, and we just didn't respond very well. But, you know, we made some changes. I thought Melissa Thompson came in and really gave us a toughness tonight. A great effort from her. Taz came in and did some nice things at times. And you know, Alicia's started off a little slow, but then she really dominated in the post at the end of the ball game.
Talk about Melissa Thompson. She's been kind of quiet most of the season. But tonight, when the marbles are on the table, 18 points, 5 rebounds in the ball game.
Well, they really went after our wings and tried to trap them. And so when we were able to get the ball to the high post, they basically had 5 people above the free throw line. And Melissa did a great job of making herself available to us for that pass and then hitting the shot. And then at the end of the ball game, we missed a layup, missed a second layup, or missed an assist off of it. And she came out of nowhere and just took it away from about 3 Briarcliff people and scored it. So she made big plays for us all night long.
Hastings out-rebounding of Briarcliff tonight, 43-32. Including 16-15 on the offensive end. So you had a huge advantage on with the rebounds tonight, 43-32.
Well, and then consider that we shot 51%, so we didn't miss a whole lot of shots. So I thought we did a great job of attacking. This is a very athletic team, and certainly they're a very tempo-oriented team. And when things are going for them, they really get after you. But we answered a lot of those charges tonight and ended up making the last run that put us ahead.
Again, some big three-pointers down the stretch. I think Kaylee Raggett did a couple of three-pointers down the stretch. Sophia hit a three-pointer, had 3 threes, I think, right in a row there toward the end of the ball game to kind of open things up. Your team just played with a lot of confidence down the stretch, something that maybe we haven't seen all season long.
Well, we've talked about the idea. We're on a little bit of a roll right now, winning 5 out of 6. I think 6 out of 7. But we made an adjustment with Kaylee because they had went away from the press. We moved her to the small forward instead of the power forward. And I told her, I said, just get your feet set and hit some threes. That's all you got to do. And she did exactly what we asked of her.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight, 85-74 over Briarcliff. And now we just hop right back into the frying pan in the semifinals. Well, probably we're still waiting for the score, but I expect to see Concordia on Saturday, and that's a team that is very, very good. We saw them just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, they are, and they put a lot of pressure on you, and they get very physical with you as well. So I was going to say I hope we learned something, but we did turn the ball over 24 times tonight. We're going to have to do a better job of taking care of the ball on Saturday if we're going to have a chance, but I sure like the way we're playing right now.
It's a lot more fun down the stretch when we're on a little run like this, isn't it?
Well, and look at the scoring. We'd have sold our soul for a 70-point game most nights, and now we turn around and have an 85-point ball game against a very good defensive team. So you just, like I said, we've really had a number of players that have gotten better as the season progressed. I think we're playing together better, and so it's really fun for them and rewarding for our seniors.
All right, congratulations. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos win it tonight, 85-74 over Briarcliff. We'll come back and check the final numbers right after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
All right, we'll give you the final numbers into the ball game tonight. Hastings College ended up shooting 32 out of 62 for 51.6% tonight. Hastings hit 64% of their shots in the second half. They were 18 out of 28. Meanwhile, Briarcliff, they connected on 26 out of 66 shots for 39.4%. Hastings on three-pointers, 5 out of 11 tonight. 3 of those occurred in the final stages of the ballgame. Hastings 45% on threes. Briarcliff just 1 out of 10 on three-pointers tonight for 10%. Hastings 16 out of 21 from the free-throw line for 76%. Briarcliff was 21 out of 24 for 87%. We mentioned the rebounds. Hastings with 43 rebounds in the ballgame tonight, 32 for Briarcliff. Hastings winning on the offensive end 16 to 15. Hastings had 24 turnovers in the ballgame, 19 for Briarcliff. Hastings with 6 blocked shots. Briarcliff had 8 blocked shots. Hastings with 11 steals. Briarcliff had 18. But Hastings College wins it by the score of 85 to 74. The largest lead of the ballgame for Hastings was the 11 points here at the end of the ballgame. The largest lead for Briarcliff was 13 about midway through the first half of play. The Broncos outscoring Briarcliff in the second half, 53 to 36. We had the score tied one time. We had one lead change, and that lead was right at the end. The lead change as Hastings College trailed all the way until the 4 minute and 18 second mark of the second half, and that's a lead that Hastings did not give up, and the Broncos come on the road and stun Briarcliff here tonight, winning by the score of 85 to 74. So Hastings will move on. The Broncos are now 21-9 in the season. They'll play in the semifinals on Saturday. Again, they'll play either Dakota Wesleyan or Concordia, whoever wins that ball game tonight in Seward. Briarcliff drops to 22 wins and 9 losses. Now they must wait on the sideline to find out if they are an at-large participant in the national tournament next month here in Sioux City. So a big win for Hastings College here tonight, opening the GPAC postseason tournament with an 85-74 win over Briarcliff. That'll do it from Sioux City tonight. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.